Om Shanti. Today is 29th May 2025. Bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan by Shashi Devi, and we now listen to the Bhog message. Om Shanti. Today, on the day of the Sadguru, 29th May 2025, carrying everyone's very loving remembrances with myself, as I reach the subtle region, I saw a number of Baba's children emerge in front of Baba. And in all four directions there was very beautiful decoration. One group of children were standing around Baba in the form of a garland. Second group was sitting at a bit of a distance, but in a half moon circle shape. A third group of children were standing even a bit further, and they appeared to be in the form of stars. Some were sparkling brightly, some of their light was a bit dim. Baba was looking at all of this very closely, and I too observed this for a few minutes. Baba then said, "Come, child." I said, "Baba, this is looking very beautiful." Baba started to smile. And then what did Baba do? Baba looked at the second group, who was standing in a half-moon circle. Baba spread out his arms and called the children closer to him. So while Baba was giving drishti, those children came closer to Baba. And then the third group that was standing in the form of stars, Baba called them also closer. And a very beautiful model appeared where the stars were sparkling. And then the first group, standing in the form of a garland, Baba called them closer too, and it was as though the garland came around Baba's neck. Baba smiled and then said, "Look, did you see, child? Those who were standing in a half moon circle, they are thinking Baba has called us, invited us to the subtle region, and so they've come to the subtle region with this thought. They sometimes feel themselves to be at a bit of a distance, and they have the sweet wish, the desire to come closer to Baba, but according to drama, they keep themselves a bit afar. And then those who were in the form of stars, these are the mischievous children. What do they do? Sometimes they say, 'Let's go up and meet Baba.' Sometimes they'll say, 'Oh, I have this task to complete.' Sometimes they say, 'I'll do it later.' So they come to the subtle region for a while. They go on a tour of the subtle region and then they disappear. So Baba is looking at the games of the children and he smiles. And then the first group, who is standing in the form of a garland, they always experience that at every second, every step, every task, these children feel, experience that Bab Dada are with us. Baba is making us do everything, and so they experience that company of Bab Dada. Baba then spread out his arms, and all the children appeared in an equal form. And then Baba said, 'Let's see where Baba takes you today.' So Baba was very, all the children were very happy that Baba was going to take them on a tour. So it appeared to be a very beautiful scene where all the angels were following Baba. Baba then went a bit ahead and then stopped at one place. So in front of Baba was a transparent, a very beautiful room. There were very beautiful vibrations all around inside the room, beautiful light spreading out. So Baba then instructed the children to go into the room and have experiences. So the children thought, this is not a big thing, let's all go inside. As they try to enter the room, at the gate, at the entrance of the room, was a particular decoration. There were pearls at one side. The other side were beautiful flowers, and third side there were different designs. So as the children try to enter that room, that gate, some try to pick the pearls, some try to pick the flowers. So the children were getting attracted to different things while standing at the entrance, and then they forget that they have to also enter the room. So Baba was observing the children and then said, children, look closely. The door was opening for them, but then it was shutting, getting shut again. So at the door was written, introspection, introversion. So as they pressed that button of introversion, they're able to enter the room. And as they enter the room, everyone had to sit in their tapasya form, like rishis, ascetics. Some children were able to maintain a very focused, a concentrated stage of being in tapasya. And there were some children who were looking and wondering how to be focused and stable. Again, Baba drew the attention of the children. There was another button that Baba drew attention to, on which was written, Baba is my companion. And there was a third button on which was written, stabilize yourself in the form of a point. So as they press these buttons, it's as though everyone was able to transform themselves into Rajarishis. They were able to sit in tapasya. So rays of light were spreading all around. These vibrations, these rays of light were spreading even beyond the room. Baba was smiling and he then said, why is Baba showing you this today? Baba then explained, in the world also, people talk about different ways to keep or maintain safety. The children know that circumstances, situations are changing, different kinds of situations and test papers are coming. However, these circumstances are nothing in front of you. Children, the circumstances will come to test you. But you children have to pass with honors. You have to practice your form of being, a Shakti, an entity of power. You have to pay attention to being introverted. Don't go into the expansion of other matters and situations. Merge the power to merge things. Remember that Baba is your companion. Pay special attention to one aspect. Practice that point form, that seed form. This will help you increase your power of silence. The instruments of science are creating so many different inventions. However, you children have to especially practice the power of silence. Baba then further said, some children go into the expansion of certain situations and matters. But now you have to practice from now on that you have to merge the expansion, come into the essence, don't come into sound very much, come to the point, merge the point form in every aspect of your life. So reduce the expansion, you will be able to economize on your energy, you'll be able to accumulate more spiritual power. Situations of transformation are coming close, but you should not be afraid of any of that. In order to be victorious in these situations, practice the power of silence. At the time of world transformation, in order to give Sakash the entire world, you have to stabilize yourself in being the one with all rights and give that experience to others too. The time is such that souls of the world, every soul wants to experience something or the other. They want to take even a drop of God's love. Baba then gave a lot of love to the children and was giving everyone a lot of drishti. I then share that very beloved children have come in front of you. Groups from Delhi have come for their bhakti. Baba said, Baba knows that all of these children are dearly, dearly beloved children. Kuldeep Ben has also come after a long time. And the instruments from Delhi also, very long term. Baba emerged all of them in front of him and gave them drishti. Along with drishti, Baba said, you children are enthusiastic, but always keep the form of your future kingdom in front of you. Stay happy and also bring others into happiness. Baba then also drew attention to the one point. It is the specialty of the Brahmin family to keep each other in a stage of enthusiasm. The Brahmin unity is the means of revealing Baba in the world. Baba then presented a flower to every child, and on the flower was written, there was a very small seed in the center of the flower, and on it was written, through the power of silence, experience your powerful stage. Baba presented this flower to every child. Baba then offered bhog to everyone. Baba fed everyone the bhog himself. Then some had offered bhog to Baba specially. And Baba said, Baba has given the children the answer to their thoughts. So remain carefree. Acha, Om Shanti.